Later in our show, we're going to be turning again to our good three, and they're going to ask us to consider what effect instantaneous global communications, what they call electronification, will have on our, we the people's, ability to conceive and work to achieve a new global social arrangement of our own invention. Quote, as with the debtor-creditor relational structures, so, but even more so, with this second dimension of world-scale electronification, we collectively lack as yet the theoretical ideas to gauge the directional impetus that this ongoing development will give to popular struggles and a fortiori, which means used to express a conclusion for which there is stronger evidence than for a previously accepted one, and a fortiori from stronger argument to gauge the array of effects they may have on social movements forming through the structurally shifting loci of class struggle. And my interjection, recall, they reminded us that class struggle means a global struggle for a transformed global social arrangement. We've been encouraged to forget that, continuing. Such theoretical understanding, and again, this is understanding of what effect instantaneous global communication has on our ability, has on the quality of our engagement in class struggle, of class struggle, defined as for a new transformed social global arrangement, for a new social, for a new social arrangement globally. Such theoretical understanding is therefore an urgent priority at this time, if we wish to further the class struggle in this new period before us, when the initial wave of national liberation movements have more or less successfully completed the initial tasks they set themselves. Unquote. Once we hear our fellows' voices call from other cells across the hall, what can it mean but that we are systematically seeking our songs, breaking down the walls of the panopticon? We said last week that it is our longing, the creative element, from which springs the will, the need, to fight like that little parakeet I watched fight the cage, to fight for the right to speak in our mother tongue of freedom. Free will, we said, was the Achilles heel for power. We choose either to work to claim our authentic voice, or we silence ourselves with incalculable consequence for all life.